We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, the theme today is the Vikings defense, which has given up five games in a row of more than 400 yards, is worse than the Les Steckel defense, which never, as bad as that team was, worst team in the history of the Vikings, never had five games in a row giving up more than 400 yards. This defense is troubled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was trouble. Let's, to be fair, it was a mess in Mike Zimmer's final, you know, years. They're aging, and they haven't done much to really improve it. I don't think a 3-4 defense is the way that this team should be playing. It's they've always done.
It'll be gone next year.
It's always done the front four, going back to the Purple People Eaters, and I think that our good mutual friend Carl Eller summed it up best on Facebook. He just posted yesterday after the game, ugh.
Now, you had posted on social media, I believe on Facebook, that they should leave Ed Donatell back in Detroit for that performance.
Yep.
Any word on whether he's back in Minnesota, or did they leave
him behind? I think they did. I don't think they heeded my advice. I think they let him fly home with the team. So
yeah.
I mean, if I were Kevin O'Connell, I think with these five straight games where they've given up 400 yards or more, I think you can't just coast into the playoffs and get your one and done. I think I would make a move now and see if Mike Patine can do something to improve what has become a garbage defense.
I don't think O'Connell will make the move now. He'll just retire him, put him out to pasture after the season. But he might have Mike Pettine. Is it Pettine or Patine? I think it's Pettine.
I don't know.
Coach P needs to
Mike
be,
P, yep.
They need to say, tell Donatell, look, Coach P is going to have a bigger say in how this defense runs.
Exactly.
And I don't know if you can this late in the season switch back to a 4-3, you should, because Danielle Hunter is worthless as an outside linebacker in the 3-4.
Yeah.
And also, anyone who says, and I said this earlier, anyone who says, well, they didn't have Harrison Smith, you had him for the four other games you gave up 400 yards. So that doesn't really hold any water.
They had him for the Jets game, and he made the crucial interception early. You can't discount the impact. I mean, I was worried when I saw that in the announcement. I will admit I was concerned because he is an X factor back
there. They didn't get beat
regardless of his age.
Yeah, but they didn't get beat because he wasn't there. That wasn't the case at all. All right, now we got to shift over to another story that involves Minnesota. Sam Brinton. He's deputy head of the energy department. This is the person that goes with the they pronoun. How do you do this? How do you say
they, as I understand
they,
it,
is a, they are a they. They are a they.
Yeah.
They bald, dress like a woman, dresses in dresses. Now, there was a story where they claimed that, it was just a misunderstanding. I grabbed the wrong luggage. Grabbed a $2,000 piece of luggage, roughly $2,000, at the Minnesota or Minneapolis airport. Now comes word that they also did something similar in Vegas?
Yeah, in Nevada. Yeah, they apparently have a fetish with stealing women's luggage. This, as I understand, this incident happened before the Minneapolis one, but he was charged.
No, they were charged.
There you go. Sorry, they were charged. Sam was charged after the Minneapolis incident. So Sam appears to be going for the first gender fluid individual to, he was very proud of being they were very proud of being the first gender fluid individual to serve in the executive branch or whatever. Well, they are screaming towards being the first gender fluid individual, federal official to be charged with, to be convicted of felony offenses. So.
Well, they are in the deep stuff. Now, gender fluid, is that another new term? Because fluid would suggest to me that they could bounce back and forth with their gender. Do they bounce back and forth?
I have seen Sam in both men's and women's clothing. Yes.
God, that'd be fluid. That would certainly make sense.
Or a combination of both. Apparently, it's whatever they find in the luggage that they steal.
That's probably right. Well, like I said, they are in the deep stuff. All right, now I want to switch. We could talk he now. President Biden, you have some thoughts on the swap of Brittany Griner for Victor Boot. There's a lot of problems with it. Brittany Griner will not in any way cause anyone's, well, she won't cause anyone's death, but Victor Boot this is what he did. He was the merchant of death.
I was going to say, that's why they call him the merchant of death. The U.S. government has to get its citizens out of Russian prisons. There's no question. This swapping, a high-profile women's basketball player for an international arms dealer called the Merchant of Death smells a little bit like the diplomatic equivalent of the Herschel Walker trade. But a U.S. citizen is a U.S. citizen. But the problem is you've got this Paul Whelan, who's a former Marine. There's others over there. And here's what I would say, my advice to the president, Bob. And if the old Joe Biden, the lucid Joe Biden, was here, maybe he'd call out Putin on this. You know, we've heard about that Putin is, the reports are that he is dealing with some kind of cancer, abdominal, yes, colon, whatever. If I was President Biden, I'd say, you know what, Vlad, you give us all of our prisoners back. Why don't you cut? We'll let you into the Mayo Clinic and have your cancer treated.
No, we'll swap your trip here to go to the Mayo.
You swap our prisoners for your life. You want to do it?
Yeah. Well, you know why? The reason he did this, and it's obvious, it plays well with a younger demographic. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a hero now to young people, and he's a hero to the to the LGBTQ group. And that's what he cares about. It's to pump up those numbers, and they don't care that the merchant of death is on the loose. They will care if they somehow are in a situation where they wind up dying. And probably the great stat, as I mentioned with the Vikings, about five losses in a row, worse than Les Steckel. The great stat here is, I think an hour after he gave a speech in front of an anti-gun group, this swap was announced or made. So. Mm-hmm. He's anti-gun, yet he puts the most notorious gun dealer in the history of the world back in Russia and back in
business. He can do this, Bob, because he has a sycophantic media that won't bring this. There is no criticism of him. So what if the merchant of the death goes out? He can go out and sell arms and have 100 Americans killed tomorrow. This media is not going to report on it and criticize him.
No, you're absolutely right. It's terrible. But this is the world we live. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.